Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Fuller. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The DH, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Potek reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. Potek moves to third. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Potek tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae scores. Cowens moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy takes first base on ball four. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Healy moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-0 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with split orf covering, for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin takes first base on ball four. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. Gritch moves to second. It's Orioles, 3, Royals, 3. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Gritch scores. Davis moves to third. It's 4-3, Orioles. Marty Patton now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wolford takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 3. the Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Healy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Healy reaches second base with a double. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Orioles. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Patek is hit by the pitch. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Blair hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first, with Alexander covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheinbloom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheinbloom moves to second. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheinbloom moves to third. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Healy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheinbloom scores. It's Orioles, 5, Royals, 5. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Healy moves to second. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Echeverrin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Reynolds, and towards Gritch, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae strikes out. There goes Mayberry. The throw from Echeverria to second, and Mayberry is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fuller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Healy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks now catching. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Horner now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell strikes out. 1 out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Doug Bird now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Healy strikes out. 1 out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Hendricks and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. 2 outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Healy and he is out, Rojas applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheinblum for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 4 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens bunts towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett bunts towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Healy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 4 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Potek is walked intentionally. Healy moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A grand slam home run. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.